Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., coming to you live. Today is Wednesday, September the 21st, 2016, and we have a live show for you today. It's Wise Wednesday, and we're going to definitely get into the live show today, but before we do that, we need to talk about a couple of things. We are going to make the necessary announcements for us supporting Black Talk Radio Network, then we have a very important story that we need to get out to you, so we won't be going straight into what's in the news. We have one major story that's in the news that, if true, and probably it is true, and it's a matter of, it wasn't a matter of if it was going to happen, it was a matter of how bad and when was going to be started. And so let's go ahead and first talk about how we can support BTR, Black Talk Radio Network, and all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network before we get to our breaking story that we're still trying to vet, and I'm trying to vet it now myself, but looks as if this story will be true. So let's get into the Black Talk Radio Network administrative parts first and foremost. Everyone, it's very important that we actually continue to ensure that Black Talk Radio Network will be here in the future because of the events in this moment in eternity that we are going to be seeing that are going to really challenge us in all different forms that we've never been challenged physically, mentally, or spiritually before in our individual lifetime collectively. So it's extremely important that we give our financial energy to Black Talk Radio Network so that all of the programs on Black Talk Radio Network will continue to be here. And it's, this network was created for you. It was created to assist you, to encourage you, to actually incite you to action and to motivate you to create the sovereign state that you have been asking. And this network was created so that you would no longer ask, you would create. So it's very important that we give our financial energy just like you would give energy to any living form that you care about. You have to do that in order for it to maintain its living existence, because all things that live are able to move with energy and to actually sustain energy. That is one of the key components of life. So even with this network, even though it is not a living entity, it is still a person that needs to be properly nourished and maintained to, so that it can continue to do what it needs to do and continue to grow and continue to be here for the those in the future generations that we have yet not named. So you can go to blacktalkradionetwork.com/crowdfunding, digital black media /, and you will see the crowdfunding campaign that's there. And with that crowdfunding campaign, there are three ways in which you can give your financial energy to ensure that Black Talk Radio Network will be here in the future and will continue to do what is done for you, for those, for others that you will bring, and also to continue to supply your overall needs. You can make contributions, financial contributions, to give your financial energy, which is the most expedient and effective way to ensure that Black Talk Radio Network will meet all the challenges of the future. And you can do that by three ways. Option number one, you can make a one-time contribution of $24.99 or less. You can do that via PayPal or hitting the donation button that's on the Black Talk Radio Network crowdfunding page. Or you can send a check or money order and make that check or money order payable to, and you can do that for all three options. You can make that payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. And once again, that's make all checks and money orders payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. And for that contribution of $24.99 or less, all contributions are extremely appreciated. You will receive monthly statistical reports for the performance of the radio station, as well as social media operations via email. Make sure you leave a good email. Option number two, for just one penny more, you can make a one-time contribution of $25 or more. In addition to receiving the monthly email reports, you will receive, in my opinion, a very comfortable Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation gift for your contribution and your donation. If you would like to receive more t-shirts, t-shirts will be given in intervals of $25 or more. So if you would like two t-shirts, that would be $50, three, $75, four, $100. And ensure that you have a corresponding size with each t-shirt that you will be that you're expected to receive and that you're entitled to from your $25 or more contribution. And make sure you leave a good email, shipping address, and I would also leave a telephone number just in case there is a question about your order, just to expedite and to make sure that there is no unnecessary delays in your order. So make sure you include the size. So that's option number two. Option number three, you can become a monthly contributor of $25 or more. In addition to receiving the monthly email reports, your free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt that I believe is one of the most comfortable t-shirts, as an appreciation for your support to the network, you will be eligible to receive gifts from time to time when the radio station is going to be giving those gifts. So this is how you can give your financial energy to the network. Also, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time for you to start to move out. Make sure that you're using your cash for what it should be using for. And one of the things that you should be doing is saving the energy of your past labor by having real money, that being silver and gold. That is going to be extremely important as things in the world have changed and they continue, and as they continue to change, the overall the preservation of your labor will be crucial and critical to your overall options and opportunities that will come in the future because of the change of the paradigm of the economic system that you have grown up under since you were introduced to economics or had any form of trade. Very important. You can go to Prosperity Mint. That's Prosperity Mint, MINT. And look at what we have in inventory there. Send me a text message if you are interested in purchasing. I will call you. I need to explain some things to you to ensure that you are getting exactly what you need. very, very important that you do that. And it is, you can see what we have there at Prosperity Mint in inventory, but make sure you contact me, or you can email me at wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Very, very important. Also, Black Talk Radio Network, Scotty has created BTR Community. It's a social media platform for you, just like Black Talk Radio Network was designed for the demographics that you are a part of, so that you can have a place with where you can express yourself, promote yourself, advertise yourself, brand yourself, and have topics of discussion, or to just give opinion on different things that you would like to give opinion for that is normal within social media. He has created a secure site for you to do that, known as BTR Community, and it's right there on the Black Talk Radio Network community. You'll see a big B in the far right-hand column. And this social media platform that Scotty has put together is one in which it will be secure, your information will not be sold, and you will not actually have to worry about having any adverse response for your opinion. Very, very important. It's only $24 a year, basically a dollar a week, to be a part of this. And it is, I'm no longer on Facebook. I don't post on Facebook, FedBook. I only post there. The show that we're going to have today, I do not put any postings there at all. I do not engage in anything on Facebook at all. Now is not the time to be there. So this is where I exclusively post, and I post there daily. So if you're interested in that, very easy. Become a member with BTR Community. The icon is right there on the right-hand side of the Black Talk Radio Network page. Extremely, extremely important things that we need to do. So now, usually we would get into what's in the news, but what we need to do is bring you this breaking story. I am still trying to vet it myself, but by looking at other things that's going on in the region of Syria and in the Middle East, this story is probably true, but we will wait for further verification. But we still need the report, because what you know and how you respond to it is very important. And I think we have reached a very critical turning point in the overall standings between the United States with parts of NATO against Russia and a part of the BRIC nations outside of India. But I think Pakistan will fill in that role, that India may actually go with the United States. It may be one of the last vestiges of real meaningful allies, but that is shaky itself. But here's the story. Russian warship off the Syrian coast targets and destroys foreign operations center. U.S., Israeli, and Turkish military officers killed. 4:12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 21st of September 2016, a Russian military vessel in the coastal water off of Syria targeted and destroyed a foreign operations center, killing several American, Israeli, and Turkish military officers. The Russian warship fired Kabul rockets into the command post of the terrorists in the western Alopia, where Turkish, Saudi, Israel, UK, and U.S. officers are deployed.
I'm sorry, Dave.
Their operations.
Yeah, at times, Dave.
Go ahead.
Yeah, at times you're muffled, and it sounds like we're hearing scratching on the mic or something. So, just wanted to give you an opportunity to clean up your audio.
Okay. Right. 1 second. Is this better, Scotty?
Yes.
Okay, great. So I'm going to start this over. At 4:12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, September 21st, 2016, a Russian military vessel in the coastal waters off of Syria targeted and destroyed a foreign operations center, killing several American, Israeli, and Turkish military officers. The Russian warship fired a a caliber rocket into the command post of the terrorists in Western Afrika, where Turkish, Saudi, Israeli, UK, and U.S. officers are deployed to aid their operations. Sputnik News Agency reported on Tuesday. Sputnik News is a relatively credible news source. Here we go. Been reading in the other places online that U.S. Special Forces are embedded with terrorist groups in Syria. This is beyond horrible. The Russian warship stationed in Syria coastal waters targeted and destroyed a foreign military operation room, killing 24 Israeli and Western intelligence officers. The Russian warship fired a caliber missile at the foreign officers' coordination operation room in Dar Ezekiel region in the western part of Apulia near the Samir Mountains, killing 30 Israeli and Western officers. The Arabic language services of Russian Sputnik News Agency quoted battle sources in Alopia as saying on Wednesday the operation room was located in the western part of Alopia province in the middle of the sky-high Samian Mountains in old caves. The region is deep in the region is deep into a chain of mountains. Several U.S., Turkish, Saudi, Qatar, and British officers were also killed, along with Israeli officers. The foreign officers who were killed in Alopia's operation rooms were directing the terrorist attack in Alopia in Idilio. Early in September, the Syrian army units launched a preemptive strike on the terrorists of the so-called Alopian Operation Room and Gathering Center in near the Castoria Room in northern area of Alopia, Malo Farms, foiled their plans to attack the region's supply line, a source said. The source said that the army's artillery unit attacked the terrorist gathering center near Castel and Mala Farms in, I can't say this word, so in the region in Syria, wounding dozens of militants. Also, the Syrian Air Force attacked the terrorist supply routes north in Alopia towards Hemla near Adina, as well as the supply routes in western Alopia towards the north, spaffing the terrorist convoy. The terrorist plot enforced many of them to flee into Turkish borders. Informed media sources disclosed earlier that the Syrian army has continued its advance in the southern part of Alopia, a region controlling over several strategical areas in town. Number of key warehouses are now under the Syrian military control, and this is very true. This has been actually, I vetted this the other day on Tuesday after the overall bombing that happened over the weekend, where the U.S. had actually bombed Syrian forces. The sources noticed that the Syrian Air Force and Army's artillery units also target the gathering center for the fortification of terrorists in the region. This is the story that is breaking news for me and for you, where now there suspectively are, until it's verified, and this to me is very, very true, because Sputnik is a very credible news agency, as well as today, Russia has sent their flagship aircraft carrier to Syria. And this was also done in August of 2013 to fend off any aggressive attack that America would have against the Assad regime within Syria. It looks like this thing has now gone to a different level, and this comes on the heels only maybe 72 or 96 hours since the U.S. has actually targeted and attack Syrian forces, which I believe probably Russian forces were also embedded with them as well. And then now this this response or this attack is ongoing. And one of the things that was critical yesterday was that there was a report that Russia has now decided to target all NATO forces that will come into any credible threat towards Syrian forces or Russian forces in the area. So this could be the extension of that. And ladies and gentlemen, this is a major turning point in Syria. And this is something that we knew was going to be happening. And it was only going to be a matter of time to where this event would happen. In my opinion, it could have been coerced. There are so many variables to this, and this could be used in so many different ways. We have to wait to see how this starts to transpire, but this is what we've been actually talking about and why we started Tando Radio Show, for you to be paired for this type of activity, because these were the activities that we have been warning, because we have been receiving warnings from the overall entities that would be actually creating this environment and actually creating the incidents that we are starting to see now. So this is a major, major turning point in the overall global stability. The geopolitical realm has now changed to one of a global battlefield, in my opinion. Hopefully this is not true, but the likelihood of it not being true is very slim, in my opinion, only because of what we have been seeing transpired, and it's just a matter of time before events like this are commonplace, before we start to have a more direct and a very, in my opinion, an admitted declaration of conflict that will turn into a declaration of war, because, ladies and gentlemen, World War III has already started. It's just a matter of time before the mainstream media reports, by way of what people would prefer to hear, things coming from the very controlling entities, letting them tell you that, yes, this is going on, and then that's when we start to believe, instead of looking at things for ourselves. That may not be you, as those that listen to Black Talk Radio Network and listen to Tando Radio Show, but that is the general population in large. And this is going to be, as this starts to unfold, and if you start to look at the overall supply chains, the shipping lanes, the interruption of shipping lanes, the interruption of gas in different strategical places throughout this country, I am not surprised where oil refineries on the West Coast in Torrance have been shut down, and there have been BP has shut down one of its gas refineries in, I can't remember the state right now. But ladies and gentlemen, I would say to you, the overall time to prepare has now quickened to a pace in which the priority to prepare has now moved up substantially, and I would hope that you would respond to it accordingly. This is something that I firmly believe, even if this is event did not happen, it will happen in the very near future, because all of the positioning of the necessary equipment, personnel, temperaments, and wills are in place and ready to go. There are so many variables with this, but the one variable that only matters is what your response to this will be, so that you can position yourself and your family to respond to what will come of the global war, World War III, that in my opinion will turn into Global Nuclear War I, is critical. Now it's time really to prepare to get the staple items that you need, and you need the table of preparedness, food, water, shelter, protection, and energy. And you will need some global means of acquiring goods that will will some of the goods will still get through, but you will have to have the overall money that the economy will recognize and that other people will still have faith in. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is gold and silver. And because once, there's an old saying, once gold moves, that's because bombs are flying. And ladies and gentlemen, the precious metals will be moving as well as staple items itself. If you cannot acquire silver and gold, that's fine. Get what food that you can get. But every person should be able to acquire a couple of ounces of silver. It's within the $20 range, and this is something that you need to get before this thing goes completely haywire and you won't be able to compete with the rest of the world for the limited supply of the metals itself as well for the food items. And this is what we've been talking about and trying to prepare you for. The window of preparing is going to start to close, and now we may have to start to dig in our overall supplies of preparation once things start to continue to unwind and get entangled in a very, very deadly web of destruction. So this is what's happening in the world. It's nothing new for all of you that listen to Tando Radio Show. It is just moved up in a different direction, which we knew it would. So I would say now is the time to really to move your priorities in preparing up much, much further than where they have been. This is something even for me and for those that are in preparing are doing. This is not a time to be afraid. Never scared, always prepared. When you're prepared, there is no reason for you to be afraid. Generally, the people that are afraid are those that get caught unprepared, unaware, and they have an emotional response to the overall shock of the conditions that they will now find themselves in. Those are the people that are going to be the largest threat to the general population and to stability itself, along with the overall acts of violence by wage of global war that is nothing more than a depopulation program. So this is the breaking story that is critical and crucial. I will continue to follow this, and it is something that you all should be made aware of. Very easy to ignore reality. It's impossible to ignore the consequences of ignoring reality. We do not want you to be in that boat. So with that being said, let me see if Brother Davis is here. Well, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. Brother Davis is there. And when we come out of the commercial break, we'll go straight to Brother Davis for Wise Wednesday. At any time, ladies and gentlemen, please be proactive. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participation code is 549032#. Then hit star 61. We'll see you in queue and bring you up. It is Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis on September the 21st, 2016, as the world turns. We'll be right back, God willing, after these quick commercial breaks.
Talk Media Project funds the use of new media technology in efforts to restore independent Black voices to the myriad of issues affecting Afro-descendant people all over the planet. If media can control the minds of the masses, as Malcolm X once said, then you must ask yourself, who is in control of the media targeting the masses of Black people today? Help bring back independence, self-determination, and respect for Black culture in the production of global media by joining the effort to crowdfund new Black media for the new millennium. Visit blacktalkmediaproject.org for more information on how you can invest in public Black radio for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. Go ahead, Brother Davis. Sorry about that.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. This is Brother Davis coming at you. I'm in the great state of California. And I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes you could be enjoying yourself just because you're in the atmosphere. But right now, I just sense so much tension in this atmosphere. It's ridiculous. And the reason why I'm bringing that out is because a lot of times our spirits become sensitive. Now, what is our spirit? Our spirit is the connection of our inner self, understanding our outer self, which when it comes together, most people say it's consciousness. So literally, I'm conscious of just tension in the atmosphere. The sad part about it is that literally, you should not let atmosphere have such an effect on you. The reason why is because you are in control of your own life. And that is why I wanted to bring out the aspect of tonight's show is about our spirits in this preparation process. Because literally, if we're going to achieve the final result, and I'm going to tell you, this final result may be 3 or 4 or 5 years in the future. Make no mistake, this is not going to be a short-term thing. I want you to understand that, because I want you to also understand you're not alone. There's things you can do to not only strengthen yourself, but to be a positive connection for those people who are around you. And the reason being is because you may need them from time to time just as much as they need you. So when I say our spirit, I mean those things that allow us to think in reference to those issues that are important to us. Understand how I said that, because that will change from time to time. It will start to change before the end of this month, because news is going to start coming out. And as this news starts coming out, you're going to see things happening. You've already seen some things happening already. If you notice, some major chain stores are starting to shut the stores. Starting to shut down a portion of stores. So when they shut down a portion of stores, that means a group of people no longer have that as a means of income. See, that also adds to the tension in an atmosphere. We cannot allow the tension in the atmosphere to overpower our thought process. And I mean that when you decide that you're going to do something, whatever your daily plan is, and you should, by this time, you should have a daily plan. And whatever your daily plan is, you're going to have to be so focused that nothing takes you off of that plan, achieving what is in the plan today. And sometimes that's going to be hard. Sometimes that's going to require you to think out your box. Sometimes that's going to require you to put yourself in situations you would rather not be in, but because of circumstance, you must take charge. You have to be able to rise. And if you cannot lift yourself, you're going to be victimized by the circumstance that is befalling you. Now, the reason why I say circumstance befalling you is because there's husband and wives out here. I have one myself. And such a tense atmosphere, there's certain things I just won't allow her to do now. Because I don't know about you, but I've been sensing tension when I move from atmosphere to atmosphere, dealing with the races, dealing with the fact that we're different ethnic groups. Yeah, Spanish people have been talking about it. They've noticed it. because they feel actually they're targeted for deportation. This is what Trump has been talking. So you have to understand the dynamics of what puts pressure in the atmosphere. And you see, once again, there was another black man shot. No explanation in the world could give you understanding of that. I mean, a brother sitting in the car reading a book, waiting for his child. There can be no logic to that. There can be no logical explanation for that. So you see how all of these dynamics are going to start pressuring or adding or trying to add pressure. So we have to be on our game. That is why it's so important. You know, I take the time out tonight and I tell you how we got to be fulfilling ourselves with the need that is going to allow us to achieve whatever the task is before us. And sometimes, believe me, it will be hard. But in the right frame of mind, you're halfway there already. When you can produce what is going on in your head to be prevalent in your activity, then you already are ahead of that person who's wondering how they're going to achieve what their plan is. One thing about us as a people, we are the most durable and the most secure people in the world. Why do I say that? It's because now, look at the history that we have been through. That will tell you that we are at a stage now in which whatever we go through should not shock us. Whatever we have to put up with should not shock us. And one of the things that we have to understand is it's all up to us. And if we do not rise, we become victimized by the fact that we didn't understand what we needed to do in order to achieve what it was we're trying to achieve. So, let's take the time and let's seriously consider, what is it that strengthens our ability to be focused? Okay, let's take the time to realize that we are at a state right now where regardless of what happens, we can rise. We have to also understand that we're going to have to feed that part of ourselves so that we can achieve whatever it is that must be done in order for us to meet that challenge that is before us. So my brothers and sisters, let's look at some of the things that we have talked about in Wise Wednesday. Let's look at some of the ways that we have talked about being able to be suitable to put our mind in the right place so that we can achieve that task that is before us. Let's talk about the meditation skills that you have so that you can literally open the understanding of self in diverse circumstances. Let's talk about what it is that you perceive that you have found to be a need for you to fulfill in order to achieve a given aspect of the journey that you may be placed upon, or may be placed upon you. But either or, we're not going to lose any love for each other or sleep, because at this stage of the game, we should be able to find what it is that gives us peace. And when you find what it is that gives you peace, half of the battle is won. Because regardless of what you go through, you can always return to your place of peace. Now, it took me a while to find my place of peace. Why? Because I dealt with it from the aspect of there's certain things I should have known. See, I was too busy, should I say, getting upset with myself when I should have been busy not only bringing the things that I needed to help me focus to bring about, but I should have also been able to say to myself, you know what, let's take this to the next level. See, because not all the time can we say that. Not all the time can we take something to the next level because of our preparation. And see, our preparation is always in process. Understand how I said that? Your preparation is always in process. So, if something happens and it's going to have a negative effect on you, you got to understand how you are going to deal with that negative effect. Perfect example. What if you're the type of person that when you see things, if things shock you, you make noise? Now, I know it's kind of, I just kind of laid that out there. Let me clear that up. How many of you have gone places and you've heard people call? Be a room that's quiet. Everybody's in there for a specific purpose. And you hear these coughing going on. Well, you see, that's their body speaking when they don't want it to speak. Why? Because literally, they may be ill, or they may not have had someone to take the time to teach them the importance of having an understanding of your breathing. And what is the purpose of having an understanding of your breathing? And what are you trying to achieve in your breathing process? Because, see, now, you have to understand, everything at this stage, everything comes into play. So, when I spoke to you about doing meditation, I wasn't speaking to you about doing meditation because it was the best thing for you. I was speaking about meditation because it is a tool. And if you learn to use the tools, you can be way ahead of the game than that person who doesn't know anything about how to use those tools. Those are just things that other people do to them. Why? Because they have no idea what you're trying to achieve. And that's not unusual. It's easier for them to say, it's easier for people to say, okay, you do it. Have you ever heard that? Well, see, that's the whole thing about us. We are preparing to do it. So if that's the case, we must be able to raise ourselves up to the standard of achieving what it is that we want to achieve. And many people, many, do not want that responsibility. But look at us. We have been preparing for this. And if we're prepared for this, we are prepared to activate that part of ourselves to bring our understanding into control. So, my brothers and sisters, we are operating tonight on understanding the importance of bringing your spirit into control. What are the last minute things that you need to be focusing on in order to not only bring your spirit into control, but to be sure that you can be able to meet the needs of whoever's depending on you? All of this is alive. Okay? So, I've taught you one, maybe two, breathing techniques. Is there more? Absolutely, there's more. There's many more. You ever notice how a martial artist, when he's in a battle, it seems like he could just battle for 10 hours? Well, in reality, he can't. But there is a breathing method that he is implementing in the course of that battle that literally allows him to do battle for the length of time that he needs to do battle. So if he's focusing on maybe 3 or 4 good shots,
getting the person's what they call network of nerves unraveled so that when he steps back, he can go from one breathing method to another breathing method.
Now, for those of you who don't know, this is not unusual. The reason why it's not unusual is because they live under an understanding of how the physiology works that they do not teach in Western education or Western systems. You see, when they're in that hard thrust battle, they're what's called push and pull. They're pushing the air out and they're pulling it in quickly. But as they push, they're exerting power, but as they pull, they're also exerting power. You see? So literally, their body is being energized by that push-pull breathing method. Then, when they get to a point in which they're not engaged in battle and they're into that straight-up confrontation, they've changed their breathing technique from a push-pull breathing technique to a deep breathing technique, which they're breathing in as much air as they can, and they're expanding their lungs as much as they can, and they're opening their abdomen as much as they can, and they're letting that air out as slow as they can. Now, why do they do that? Because they want to bring as much oxygen into their system so it could refortify all of those things that need to have fresh enzymes, fresh oxygen supplied to them before the next barrage of attacks, in which he switches back to an in-and-out breathing system. Now, I'm trying to point this out to you so you will understand the versatility that you must be able to gather mentally and physically. Because when you can achieve these things, even if you haven't had a lot of experience in practicing them, you can apply them. Application is going to be the greatest asset in our circumstance when it comes to our body. Why? Because if we learn a few methods, your body transforms. Personal experience. When I first started talking to my wife and showing her these techniques, you know, my wife was like, oh, okay, I understand that. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Well, after about a few weeks, I was asleep, and I kind of rolled over, and she was just looking at me. I said, hey, babe, what's up? She said, I don't hear you. I said, what do you mean? She said, I don't hear you sleeping. You know how you can hear people breathing in and breathing out? I don't hear you. Now, what that told me was these tools that I have been learning, teaching myself how to use, have taken on a unconscious state, meaning that my body is operating with these tools without my consciousness. So now I'm thinking I'm just comfortably sleeping and getting a good night's sleep, but what is happening is that my body is transforming. But I could sit in the classroom all day long and tell you this. But if you apply yourself to some of these techniques that I have shown you, you can operate in them. And when you operate in them, then you're going to realize, guess what? There's a transformation process that's going on beyond my understanding.
You have a call in too, Brother Davis, just so you know.
Okay, bring the call up. Bring the call up, Davis.
Okay, cool. Okay. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question and comment for Brother David?
Yes, ma'am. Have you heard?
Yes, Brother David.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah. All right. First and foremost, just want to say, long-time listener, first-time caller, appreciate, you know, Brother Davis, for all the wisdom you've been dropping from the skies and all.
Hello?
Oh, man, I guess...
Did we lose
I think
it?
He dropped. I think we did. Brother, call back, okay. Because your phone dropped.
I think he might have muted himself.
Are you still there?
He might have muted himself because I heard some keys being pressed, and I see
yeah,
the
I did
still
too.
On the line.
Yeah, and his line is still there, but it's dead. He muted himself.
Okay. Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Brother, do please call back.
Yeah, go ahead, Brother Davis.
Now, let's move forward, okay? We have now understood...
Oh, there he is. He's back now. There he is.
Okay, come on, brother.
Hey, brother, go ahead. Start all over because you muted yourself and we didn't get to hear you.
Of course I did. All right, so back again. I just want to say, long-time listener, first-time caller, appreciate, you know, everything Brother Reed's done in terms of putting this all together. Thank you, Dave, for always keeping me honest. Thank you, Brother Davis, for dropping gems from the sky. I hope they're reaching the listeners. One thing I wanted to comment on as far as it pertains to today's show, I personally practice a form of martial arts called Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and I can attest the breathing techniques and exercises that you just referred to are very real and very applicable, regardless of whether or not, you know, you plan on getting in a fight or doing anything that might accelerate your heart rate. These breathing techniques that he's talking about are 100% like truth. So if you can invest some time in learning those, as they've only helped me on my path. having said that, I actually just had two quick questions, both in the field of like health and nutrition. The first question is, given all the information that's been expertly provided here on Thando Radio Show, about the upcoming, you know, well, it's kind of already here, World War III and possible global nuclear war one. I'm lucky enough to live in Southern California at the moment, so we have, you know, access to a lot of fruits and vegetables at a, you know, affordable price. Having said that, in the event that you know, things start to go off the rails and like food supply lines get locked down, or you know, just crazy things start happening and you don't really have access to grocery stores, what is your take on vitamins, specifically like the adult multi, like chewy gummy vitamins versus the hard vitamins? Because I don't know if you know the process by which like gummy candies are made, but it usually involves a lot of like pig fat and like bone marrow.
Absolutely.
So assuming I could, yeah. So like, I know you said you're vegan. Ideally, we should get the majority of our you know, nutrients from the fruits and the vegetables and the meats and the food that we eat. But assuming that's no longer an option, what is your take on like multivitamins as supplements?
Well, actually, brother, I'm gonna tell you something. That's an excellent question. Actually, that's a part of the second part of the show. But I'm gonna give it to you now since you brought it up. One of the main things you got to keep in mind is that all vitamins stem from herbs, minerals, and things out of the ground. So therefore, for those of you who don't know, if you wanted to put some iron in the system, you can do something like when you ignite, if you have a fire, okay,
mm-hmm.
and you're cooking, if you cook in cast iron, you're going to get iron out of that food because it cooks into the food. That's what makes cast iron so unique. Those ashes, if you put a few of those ashes in your water, you're going to get about 5 or 6 minerals right away. And one of them is going to get a selenium is going to be one of them. There's a group of number on my head right now. You're going to get some vitamin. You're going to get some vitamin K. You're going to get some vitamin E. But there are different ways that you're going to have to supply that. Now, one of the things I was going to say, because literally, if you don't have the books that's going to give you the information that's going to open that knowledge to you, which I suggested a book before. What was the name of that book, darling, that we got? Plants in indigenous plants in your environment that can be sources for food, minerals, and that sort of thing. Vitamins is a uniquely special because they come with certain kinds of foods. That's why I say I eat a lot of vegetable-based foods, because even eating a lot of vegetable-based foods, there's a lot of minerals that I will not get, vitamins and minerals. Your body needs at least 90 to 105 different vitamins and minerals on a regular basis, and it's not getting that. So literally, we have to be very inventive when we start importing vitamins into our body. A lot of people fail to realize that if you scrape the roots of your food and you put it in water and let it sit, it'll separate, and certain vitamins and certain minerals will separate itself in the water as it sits. And then if you drain or say filter that water off and you catch the hard particles, you're still going to have minerals in that water that is suitable for the body to process and use. The book I was talking about was A Guide to Wild Foods and Useful Plants by Christopher Niger. And he speaks in reference to exactly what you're speaking about, brother. But now, to be on the safe side, I personally take a vitamin, minerals every day, because literally I know that the food does not supply that. So those of you who have the resources, who have those vitamins that you like, you should be able to buy them up front. Because once again, the more your body is tasked, the greater the amount of energy you're going to need. And I was going to go into vitamins a little later, because in reality, the food that we're getting is not supplying the vitamins that we need.
And I concur.
And the sad part about it is that the fruits and vegetables in Southern California have to be cleaned 3, 4, maybe even 5 times because of the amount of chemicals that are out here in the soil. But brother, and in the air. But brother, one of the advantages is that you are close to the ocean. And see, a lot of people fail to realize that there are different attributes that feed into the ocean that literally become sources for food and minerals as well as seaworthy plants. Now, you have to be very careful now, because since Fukushima, there has been a lot of different things going on that the media does not want you to know about. See, that's one of the reasons why, and I don't want you to take this wrong, brother, but there's a great migration right now out of California, because people feel like their back's against the water. Either you love the California life, and my nephew got a shirt that says California, a Cali state of mind. But I mean, he's a manager at Apple Engineering, and you know, he's making that dollar. He's fitting into that life. But when you begin to wake up, there's a plethora of fruit and vegetables available, but all of the fruit and vegetables, most of them, are under the disguise of corporate farming. And even those that are not, you should be able to have a relationship with that farmer and discuss openly. Because I'm going to tell you, anywhere you go in most areas of California, if you take a handful of the soil and you have it analyzed, you're going to find that it has a lot of DDTs, it has a lot of pesticides, and it now they're even finding this Monsanto's agent. I can't even think of the name of it now, but it's in Roundup. They're starting to find that in almost everything. Glyphosate, yeah. They're starting to find that in almost everything. But never let your circumstance dictate what you're going to do. Because if you get this book, you'll find there's certain cactuses that you can literally go and put through a process, and they can become food and nourishment for the body. Indians have been doing it for years. And see, that's the whole thing about what Westernism is and what Westernism does. Westernism takes away from the indigenous people those things that can be tools for those people in that environment to be able to sustain a quality of life. But since they try actually to eliminate the environment of the indigenous people, a lot of these remedies and methods and even ways of making food go to the wayside, and they're lost forever. And I'm going to tell you something. One of the things about our diet, if you can cook the nutrients into your food, like we were saying, cooking with an iron pan, iron skillet, if you can cook nutrients into your food and what you season it with, I use a lot of turmeric, because turmeric is an inflammatory, and it also has a certain degree of minerals to my body. When you start cooking so that you can eat to live, you'll find a lot of solutions. Because I had some what I was originally thought was chapati, which is an African dish. But the way the Indians make it, they chop up vegetables and they add rice and potatoes and flour, and then they fry this like a flatbread. And I'm going to tell you, anybody knows Indian, they know they use a lot of spices and a lot of herbs and a lot of turmeric. And I'm going to tell you something. My wife was looking at me, and these things are so good that my wife doesn't really like spicy. Now, turmeric is going to add some spice to the flavor. And there's other spices, too. But you have to understand that these things help make a circumstance better. All right?
Hold on, Brother Davis. And, caller, hold on. We got to get ready to go to a commercial break. Hold on, caller, because Brother Davis is giving you some great, great information. Once Brother all Davis finishes, right. I got like 2 seconds that I want to just add one thing to it. Getting ready to go to a commercial break, everyone. We'll be right back with Brother Davis. Brother Davis, you got another caller in queue as well. Listen to Shando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Today is Wise Wednesdays with Brother Davis. Don't go anywhere. Call in and listen up. Much love, much respect. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks. Shake it, baby.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
We're back, Brother Davis.
All right, brother. So you said it was another call? Yeah, Brother Davis, Wise Wednesday.
Yeah, Brother Davis, just before you go to that, could I just say one thing to the brother that's in Southern Cal?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, very important in Southern Cal. I recently moved out of Southern Cal. There's only two ways out of California in Southern California. That is either by the 10 freeway or the 15 freeway. The most important thing with Southern California is water. Water, 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 water. That is the most important thing. Mm-hmm. So if you can mitigate that, then you'll be fine. So that is the thing that you really have to be cognizant of there in Southern California is water, because Southern California is an extension of the Mojave Desert. And getting out of Southern California would be virtually impossible in a situation where you would want to leave California because of an event. So just as long as you're mindful of that and you prepare for that and there are things that you can do, then you'll be quite fine. And I miss Southern California. But that was the only thing that I wanted to add.
Well, we miss you too, man. Whenever you want to come back to L.A., you say the word and we'll get a home for you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, brother. And I will be back soon.
Hey, I have one last question for Brother Davis, just real briefly.
Yeah, he's here. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like I said, I've been listening for a few weeks, and I'm kind of kicking myself because I wrote it down and then lost it. But I vaguely remember you mentioning something along the lines of like a homemade solution, or like a silver solution that was, you know, it contained a lot of minerals and elements that, you know, we wouldn't normally get from our day-to-day diet. I was wondering if you had that website or if you remember what I'm referring to by chance.
You know what? I don't, but do me a favor. Check Tando page in about 2 or 3 days, and I'll make sure that when I have it, I'll put it on Tando. I just got to have some time to get some research so I can make sure I'm giving you the right stuff. I don't know when we're going to meet each other again, but this connection may be transforming in another area that may be engulfing what you're doing. So, yeah, give me a little time, and I'll post it on the page, and yeah, well, you'll have the right information.
All right, all right. I appreciate both y'all. Again, y'all stay safe, stay blessed, and take care. I'll meet my line.
Thank you, brother. Yes, Brother Davis, got another caller in, too. Great call, brother. But, yeah, also Doc Hawkins has a great silver solution, a nanoparticle solution of silver. So you ready for the other call, Brother Davis?
Yeah, Brother Dave.
Okay, here we go. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. You're on live with Brother Davis. What is your question or comment?
Hey, fellas, how you doing? Seneca from Sin from South Florida.
Sin.
What's going on, man? Hello?
Sin, we got a bad connection with you. If you could call back, because you went right out. And once you call back, I'll put you back. We'll bring you right back up because we can't hear you at all, Sin. So just give us a call back. Your sound like your cell phone went down.
Okay, no problem.
Oh, no, you good. Go ahead, Sin. No, you good. We can hear you good now. Good. Brother Davis is there.
Okay. Like I said, how y'all doing? How you doing, Scotty? I wanted to ask you something, Mr. Davis. I'm like you. I eat a lot of turmeric. I eat a lot of garlic, a lot of kale, a lot of spinach. But I notice, I don't know, sometimes I feel like, you know, my body, kind of like my body talks to me and kind of feel deficient or like I'm lacking something. And I try and take multivitamins, and it never fails. I always get bad headaches, and then once I stop taking them, the headaches go away. And you know, I don't frequent the doctor or anything. I don't have a you know, family physician, nothing like that. Actually, the only time I ever go to, like, to see a physician for physicals and stuff like that, it's sad, but when I'm in jail or when I go to prison, you know what I mean? That's when I get medical care. But other than that, I don't suffer at all pretty much while I'm, you know, that I'm free. So, but I wanted to ask you, somebody told me that, you know, I was missing something, so I needed to take multivitamin, or I needed to take something I was deficient in. But like I said, when I take the multivitamin, I get, no matter what brand, and I take the multivitamin, I get headaches. And then once I stop taking them, they go away. So I wanted to ask you, is it that, or is it because I have too much of something in my body already, or is it, I don't know, is it a bad reaction or something in the multivitamin?
Well, brother, both of those are good possibilities. Now, I'm going to tell you why. Because literally, our food supply has been inundated with drugs. And the sad part about it is they have different reactions to us in different ways. What we have to do in a situation like yours is we have to chronologically diagram everything we consume. Why? Because at a certain hour of the day may make a difference. A certain thing we eat may make a difference. It may even be the way you prepare it that makes a difference. What we're trying to do is we're trying to, by a process of evaluation, narrow that down to see what the trigger is that starts this problem. And when you do, you can be able to evaluate the necessity to that being in your diet or the role that it plays in your diet. A lot of times we are, if we're eating something that's natural, our body knows, it can identify it right away. It's not unusual. But when we're eating something that our body doesn't identify, it has a tendency to put it in a fat cell. Now, some people say, well, I'm not a fat person. Well, you don't have to be a fat person to have fat cells. You see, a lot of times we're so inundated by Westernism. And I keep going back to Westernism because you hear about the fat fads, the eating fads, the diet fads. Well, a lot of these things are not the actual the fad. It's what's in the food or it's what's in the drink that causes the trigger. So I would say the first thing I would suggest you do, definitely keep my vegetable-based diet. I drink more water, and I would document everything that I eat, because sooner or later, when that occurs again, you're going to be able to look at your list and see what is different. What did you do different? And another thing is, check the gluten content. Because I'm going to tell you something. America has still not came face to face with the reality of the destruction of gluten in the diet. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm giving you living proof, brother. I've been dropping weight ever since I stopped eating gluten. I'm telling you. And I thought it was me. But the more we were doing it, my wife started dropping weight. So now we have altered our diet so that we can eliminate as much gluten as possible. And now we did this with sugar, and we don't consume any sugar unless it's in, say, the natural sugars from fruits and vegetables in which we eat. If we drink tea, we use a honey. And we use basically a clover honey, because literally it's honey in America literally have been inundated with Chinese fructose. Now, what is Chinese fructose? China is putting fructose corn syrup in honey jars and selling it to the United States as honey.
Are you serious?
Yes, I am serious. And if you look at the jar and it says imported from China, you need to get that honey checked closely. But now, if you go to a farmer's market, and you tell them, here's how I start all my conversations. Do you have royal gel? Now, for those of you who don't know, royal jelly is the honey that's fed to the queen. It's produced by everybody, but it's the only thing the queen will eat. And it's called royal jelly. Now, why? Because she feels that when she has babies, all of her babies will be getting the prime food source. So where knowledge meant application, and people began to realize the power of Royal Gel. It has this full of enriched nutrients and everything, and that's what it's good for several ailments. But you can literally, if you go to the farmer's market, you ask them for Royal Jelly. If they can get you Royal Jelly, you're getting high-end clover honey. And you keep that in mind, because these little tricks that come into play, because believe me, when you go in there and you walk in that honey aisle, 80% of that is not honey.
All right.
Okay.
Got you, Brother David. And that's the only question I had. I'm definitely going to be, because I have a farmer that I deal with down here. I'm definitely going to ask him about it, because I always get clover honey anyways, but I never heard about Royal Gel. So I'm going to run that by him and see if I can get that from him.
And I'm going to tell you, you're not going to get it in large quantities. You can only get Royal Gel maybe in an ounce and a half. They're small containers. But that's really all you need, because literally all I do is I take a little bit. Sometimes I use it to wax as a chap on my lips. And sometimes I just go ahead and I add it to different salves if I've got an open wound or whatever. And I use also shea butter. But you have to understand that when you say Royal Gel, he's going to look at you different, because he's going to know that you are knowledgeable about something that most people who go shopping for clover honey don't know anything about. But that can assure you, when he looks at you and says, yeah, well, I can get that for you, you know you're getting the highest quality of clover honey that person can find in that area. And that's always a plus, brother.
Right. I'm on it, Brother David. Thank you for that information. I'm going to get back in this queue and listen to this show, man. I really appreciate it.
Okay, but brother, listen, brother. When you go ahead through this process and you become, it becomes a part of your testimony, call us up. Tell us about your experience when you put that out there, so people will understand that it's not just what I'm saying. You have an experience about it your own self. That adds to the quality of the information and the show. So I appreciate you, man. Call anytime.
And I will be calling back after I do that. I'll give my testimony. Thank you.
Excellent. Is there any more calls, Dave?
Great information. No, none. You're good to go, Brother Davis. And if there is, I'll let you know as soon as they pop up.
Okay. Brothers and sisters, we have talked about breathing techniques. I'm so glad the brother called, because see, when you get confirmation like that, that should give the listener certified understanding that this person uses these techniques itself. And not only do they take hold, but they have enhanced his person like it has done me. And we are you. So if it works for us, it will work for you. Okay? Now, as we move on, I want you to also start thinking in reference to the body's needs. See, this is why I said I was going to move into vitamins and minerals. And the reason why is because you have to understand the body is going to be relying on you. And you are going to have to change your concept. Americans, Westernism teaches you to eat for taste. We have to change that concept and start eating for nutrition. And in eating for nutrition, you're going to have to experiment a little bit. And see, I just told you about the Indians who took what I thought was an African dish called a chapati, and it literally, they changed it so much that it's fortified with a lot of positive vitamins and minerals, and I told you turmeric. So literally, these things are attributes to you. So we need to really focus on our bodies and what our body needs. And the number one thing your body cannot live without is water. Water is life. And we must always consider the quality of water and how much water. Now, why do I say how much? Because you have to think in terms of where you are, what you're doing, and what your circumstances are about. And if you have a family and you want to keep that family as healthy as you are during these trying times, you may have to come up with systems of rationing your water so that everybody can benefit from the fact that you have good quality water. One of the things I would suggest, and I know, I'm telling you this because I know that the need is going to be great. I'm in the process now of setting up several different things. And once I get these things set up, the first thing I'm going to get is a water purification system. Now, some people have already gotten them, but these are must-haves. If you can arrange or afford it, it's a must-have. Because with a water purification system, all you need is a good source, okay? Now, your good source might be a stream. Your good source may be a river. But with a water purification system, you're being able to make that water as purified as you possibly can, so that when your body takes it in, it will do the best good that it can. I cannot emphasize that enough. Now, you've heard Dr. Hawkins on here speaking about his systems, and I'm going to tell you something. That is one of the systems that I'm keying on. Now, why do I say that is one? Because my brother, who has a background in farming, he wants to build a national water filtering system. Now, he's my older brother, y'all. I'm in a catch-22 here, all right? So, literally, I don't want to discourage him, but I also let him know that we also need a system that's going to be able to give us a quality of water that we don't have to worry, don't have to check on. He said, well, when I have this system set up, you'll know what I mean, brother. I believe that. But I know the science behind Dr. Hawkins' system. And here's another key thing. Even if you don't, you can call him up. He's accessible, so he can give you a greater understanding. So that works for me. So that's in the direction I'm going to go. And the reason why I say that is because the water right now is under attack. For those of you who don't know, over the weekend, up in Dakota, I think it's South Dakota, there was a great march. I'm talking about 15,000 to 20,000 people. They were protesting this oil line being gutted all through the Dakotas in order to take the oil somewhere else. But it's crossing sacred Indian territory. Now, what is unique about this is that, first of all, once again, these Indians, the indigenous people, have literally been the victims of Westernism almost as much as black people. Now, why do I say almost as much? Because black people were bought here to a certain degree. Indians were here. White people show compassion in a manner in which they don't even want you to remember. Now, what is that? Okay, I remember when they approached the Tuskegee Airmen and said, we would like to try a new vitamin on you to see if it helps under duress circumstances. And in doing so, we can study you over a period of time. They went to the Indians. They said, listen, we're going to move you. And in moving you, you're going to have to go through this, what's called the passage of tears. And the weather's going to change, so we're going to give you these blankets. So let's help keep you warm. In each stage, they projected a compassion. But each projection of compassion had an evil, insidious death attached to it. Now, for those of you who don't know, the blankets that were given to the Indians were saturated with smallpox. So the Indians were warmed by it, but they all became infected, and that became a very high source of eliminating them. And that's why the passage of tears is so painful. And that's why they do not trust these people. The Tuskegee Airmen were some of the most renowned black officers, and most of them were officers because they were all college educated. They literally were the first of their kind. But that test that they was giving them, in order for them to be able to follow the track of the vitamin and helping them, was syphilis. And they tracked this syphilis through several generations of these men to see the damage that it, not only to the point of death, but what damage it did along the way. So we cannot take our circumstance lightly at all. Am I telling you how to feel or what to do about them? No. All I'm telling you is their history. And if you compare that to last night, it has not changed. So, our bodies are our main tool. It is so unique that every computer that's on the market today is being designed after the authenticity of how the body works, how it thinks, even how it moves. They got computers now that they're trying to get to walk and run. They're already talking. We have moved into a level of technology in which we have allowed it to make us weak. So when we come to that body, you got to take that 15 or 20 minutes every day when you get up. Before you get out of bed, wiggle your toes. When you do that, you're allowing your whole body to realize that on the far extremities, you're starting to get the flow up. See, your body's pumping the blood, but it has to get to these extremities through the process of how the body works. So when you wiggle your toes, it is the furthest point from your heart. If you have circulation there, then your heart, which is the greatest apparatus, that keeps this body functioning beyond your imagination. And you can do things for this heart to be enforced and to be affirmed in the job that it does. And those things are eating right, drinking a lot of water, and understand how I said drinking a lot of water, and exercising. Now, don't go out here and start an exercise program you cannot keep up with, because you're going to fail yourself. So when I first started my exercise program, I would get out and I would do what's called wiggling of the knees. I would squat and I would rotate my knees to the right and to the left, rotate my arms, rotate. See, I'm waking up all of my joints. And the reason why is because I want them to sustain a certain degree of dexterity. You see, as you age, when you don't do these things, your body gets what's called atrophy. And what that means is that it hardens different aspects of your joints, so that if you're not exercising on a regular basis, literally what happens is that starts to become inflamed. Now, when you look at your food, if you're giving yourself the wrong food, that food can become a part of that process, i.e., perfect personal experience. I had a friend, loved her to death. She was a minister named Pendoli. But she had this thing for jelly beans. And I mean, she was a little heavy, but I mean, sweet, talk with you about anything. But these jelly beans, she ate so many of them, she didn't realize the sugar was taking the shape of a sickle in her joints. So therefore, she would complain about her knees and complain about her back, but she never put one in one together. When she eventually did, then she found out that she would come down with another ailment. You see, our food, well, yeah, the ailment was cancer. But our food is the source of where all of that starts. Now, a little tidbit on the side. The more alkaline food you eat, the greater you enhance your ability to avoid disease. Because disease cannot live in an alkaline environment. But the more acid food you eat, fried chicken, downright familiar, anything fried really has a certain degree of acid connotation to it, then what you're doing is you're telling your body that you are unbalancing it for taste. Now, what is unbalancing? Your body has a pH balance, all right? And when that body's in balance, your body's in harmony. And now it can be overbalanced. You can put extra alkaline in it, or you can put extra acid in it. But the more acid that goes in your body, the greater your chances of getting a illness, a physical illness. Now, it can be other illnesses, but a physical illness will definitely arise. So, we talked about what we eat, how to dialogue it, in case we come down with something. And listen, this is an old remedy. You see, back in the day when there wasn't a doctor that you could get to right away, this is how they literally figured out what was wrong with you and what to do for you. So therefore, they'll tell you, well, what did you eat today? Where did you go today? Did you walk? See, all of these things play a role into what might have caused this illness. We don't do none of that today. We have to get back to it. We don't have no choice about it now. Because right now, if you go to a doctor, make no mistake, that doctor's going to refer you to some service that he's going to give him a kickback. What service could that be? Well, I'm going to send you in for x-rays. Kickback. Okay? And I'll tell you what, let me send you to anesthetologist so he can analyze, anesthesiologist, so he can analyze what may be wrong with the kickback. They're doing this to keep themselves in cash. So why not give you a new drug from a drug company? Kickback. You see, they know what they're doing. You are looking for them to offer you what they're going to offer you is what's going to get them a kickback. Hey, look at the bright side. They hope it works. But if you don't know, 33,000 and some odd people die every year in hospitals because of doctors' mistakes. But they'll never tell you that publicly. You know why? Because they want you to keep going to the doctor, because the doctor helps the pharmaceuticals, the pharmaceuticals help the medical, and everything is, these corporations are working hand in hand. So we must take control of our bodies and be mindful. So when I say be mindful, what do you mean? Well, I have purchased books that have taught me. All right, Jethro Tull's Back to Eden, excellent book on herbs and gardening, as well as foods, and it also teaches you aspects of holistic health. Holistic means the whole body. It doesn't treat a symptom. A symptom is only what opens the door to find the other attributes to the problem. So it literally works on the whole body. Now, brothers and sisters, I know we're coming up on a break. Do pick up your phones and call. We got 1.5 hour left at the most. And there's a lot of things I want to tell you, but I just can't get them all out. And then something else will come up and take me to a different direction. So your question may be the trigger I need to be able to help me get the focus that you need on a specific problem. Do call us. Because here at Tando Radio Show, if we're not servicing you, we're not working to our fullest potential. But when we're servicing you, then we're giving you an opportunity to become a part of something greater than yourself. So I want you to definitely pick up your phone. And after the break, you're back with Brother Davis on Wise Wednesdays. Got it?
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Welcome back. My brothers and sisters, this is an opportunity for you to give us a call here at Tando Radio. There's a lot of things going on that we can't give you in every show. But if you listen to us on a programming on a regular basis, you're going to get a lot of information that will help you, okay? So, and this is what we want to do. We want to be there so that the knowledge that we give you can be a help in times of need. Now, I've covered breathing aspects. I've covered keeping your food dialogue so you understand what you're eating. Now, let me since I mentioned what you're eating, you realize that the major ways that you're going to be cooking, if you can get a chance to cook, understand how I said that, it's probably going to be, you're going to probably have it stir frying in a pan, or you're probably having it boiled. And if you're really, really good and you know how to use a campfire, you might even be doing some stewing. But the whole thing is to make sure that you're knowledgeable enough about what you're putting together so that you can understand the nutritional value. I'm going to tell you, really, my wife and I, we talked about it, and we're talking about going as natural as we possibly can. Now, what does that mean? That means that we're going to eventually want to get to a point that everything we eat is raw. But we're not there yet. And listen, the only reason why we're going there is because we know that if we clean our food well and we consume it in its natural state, we get 100% of the natural nutrients that the food can give our bodies so that our bodies can work at peak efficiency. Because, see, I've said this before, but some of you may not have heard it. When you eat a food in its season, at peak season, your body knows it because your body operates under the same physiology of the solstice. What do I mean? I mean, winter, spring, summer, fall has the same effect on you as it does on every other living thing. What makes you unique is that when it gets cold, you can put a blanket over. When it's a plant and when it gets cold and when it's not in its season, it goes into a dormant state. And see, that dormant state is its protection. You see, one of the things that we can do is that we can evolve. You see, plants, they cannot evolve. Whatever seed you get from a specific plant, you will get that plant back when you plant that seed. But what is different about humans is that when humans are born, they're born under the same commutation, understand how I said that, as every other animal. They need to watch and observe in order to understand how to operate. But as they grow and their knowledge becomes full at the level they are, so if you get to the fifth grade, you get fifth grade knowledge, see what I'm saying? Then you can begin to evolve that character in which you are. So the more you look into the metaphysical side of yourself, you begin to realize that that offers you a greater attribute to being a divine being than it does than to being a human being. Now, I'm not trying to give you a lesson on spirituality. I'm trying to get you to understand that as long as you do the right things for your body, your body is going to do for you. Your mind can literally transform you into another level depending on the avenues you choose to seek to grow by. And if you choose the avenues that open your spiritual wealth, your spiritual self up to your spiritual wealth, then you can find a great, great, great more to who you are than this person you see in the mirror. And the reason being is because Westernism, once again, and keeping you under control, does not want you to understand what the important aspect of your spiritual evolutionary process is. But as you wake up to those things and you begin to embrace those things, they'll be exposed to you. That's just a natural aspect. So, as you begin to grow into the area of whatever it is you're choosing, you're either going to develop to be a positive human being, or you're going to develop to be a human being that you're comfortable with. So now, I know how I said that now, because some people, they're not as positive as you think they are, and they're not as negative as they could be. But if they feel they found common ground, some of them feel that's good enough for them. But for society to work and function, for humanism, we should all be trying to uplift everybody. But since we do already know a certain aspect of society does not live that way, we have to prepare ourselves to meet whatever the criteria is placed before us that is beyond our control. And understand how I said that. Because if you can control it, you can eliminate it. But if it's beyond your control, you're going to have to be flexible enough to make the changes necessary to move forward. And this is why we have Wise Wednesday. This is why I talk to you about the different aspects of breathing. This is why I talk to you about the importance of food in the body and what the body does with the food when it's in there. Because there's a process there. And I went on before and I told you how the body breaks food down and it's eating the specific areas, the ingredients in the food that is suitable for the nutrition of that area. I'm telling you, it is the most magnificent instrument that could have been given to us. And whoever the creator was thought you were worthy of having one. And here's the catch. A lot of people don't understand the importance of that. I don't knock what people do, but when you're not trying to keep this as long as you possibly can, you do yourself a disservice. You do those people you love a disservice. And I'm going to tell you something. I want to be around as long as I can. Now, it's not that I have any ego about this, because when I look at my grandchildren and I see how they're growing, and I got my granddaughter showed me her, she didn't show me. She sent me her report card yesterday in the mail, in an email. And I'm going to tell you, this gives me the vitality to become whatever I need to be to see them through. And if I'm fortunate, and I might be able to see a third or fourth or fifth generation. Because see, here's what's unique about my family. On my wife's side, they have four generations that can sit down to dinner together right now. That is a magnificent blessing. Not a great blessing. It's a magnificent blessing. And if you have more that could sit down at the table at one time, you say you got five generations, and on view, behold, to have six, you are truly, truly blessed. I could not convey the magnitude of my envy or the magnitude of my joy. And that's for you. Because I envy the fact that you can have that. But the joy is that you can. Because I know that I will not. Because my father's gone already. My mother's gone already. So I'm working. But as it stands right now, that means that I have to be at the high end and my great would have to be at the low. But I'm working at it. But those are the things that should be the momentum to make you look in the mirror and say, today I will be whatever is necessary for me to achieve the highest calling on my life. Actually, I believe I can achieve the impossible under any circumstance. When your mind and your spiritual process thinks on such a level, there is no challenge that you are not prepared mentally, physically, and spiritually to meet. Now, will you meet them every day? A man once told me, you know, one thing about a great mountain is if you start climbing it and you got camping gear and you get a third way up, you can just camp and climb the next. But you could eventually get to the top. Is there a car or anything in the queue? But the whole thing is about getting to the top. Because once you get there, it's just another obstacle you've been able to conquer. And this will be one of those obstacles, regardless of what happens.
No, you're good, Brother David.
This will be an obstacle that you will be able to conquer. I know this may sound strange, but I'm going to say it anyway. Every great tree, you ever see a tree that was, ever been to the California Big Reds? Those trees are like 6 and 8, 10, 12 feet round. And they're mighty. They grow up 200-300 feet. That's a great tree. But every one of those trees started out as a seed, just like you and me. Only they became a great tree in what they were. You can become a great tree in what you are. And this is why Handle Radio is here. So if you're going to take a chance to go out here and turn on your radio to get a programming that listen to music that literally is going to take your spirit and shake it, it's out there. You can even go to Facebook sometimes, and the wrong video, they got everything in there to entice you to do the wrong thing. You know why? It's called temptation. They know sooner or later, if you look at it enough, you will become weak. And when you become weak, when you least expect it, that physical aberration will arise in your life somewhere. Can you deal with it? You see, this is not a game we're playing, y'all. I'm very serious about this. And I embrace those people that look like me and those people who don't look like me, because they may need something I have to offer, or I may need something they have to offer. So we got to be open to each other. Am I happy with the situation of the world? Absolutely not. I just found out today, my wife was just telling me, another young boy was shot because he had a saxophone in his hand. Oh, they thought it was a gun. This is ridiculous. I can't begin to tell you how sad I am behind it, but how much it hurts me that we have not evolved beyond our petty ass differences. Because in reality, man cannot save humanity. Understand how I said that. Man cannot save humanity. But those divine humans will be able to be there to help the rebuilding process. And the only way they're going to be there is if they think they can achieve the impossible in an impossible circumstance. Because I'm going to tell you something. There's no odds here. You're either prepared to deal or you're not. And I'm going to tell you something. You've got all of the tools we've given you. We talked about food. We talked about how you should have to be able to sustain a security with your family, how you should be able to take care of your house, how you should be able to secure it up, how you should be able to notice who fits into your group and who don't fit into your group. Be able to evaluate those people who are coming with resources and those people who are absorbing resources. These are clues to you achieving a certain degree of salvation beyond the circumstances that are at our doorstep. And if you don't know what they are, tune in to Tune It. Tando gives you every night. Brother Dave comes on here and he tells you where we are in reference to the world, and he's telling you how you could least prepare yourself in reference to you. I come in with an attribute on the reference to you. Brother Scotty comes in with the attribute on the reference to being able to open the communications of a plethora of areas so that you are not, shall we say, dumbed down, because that's what's happening in America. So utilize all of your resources. You might hear anybody on here, from Doc Hawkins to Sister Cynthia down in Atlanta. There's a lot of people that are just like us. And make no mistake, we are only common folk. Ain't nothing special about me. People get on their ear and say, excuse me, sir. Wait a minute, brother. You ain't got to call me sir. I'm a man just like you, and I would like to think we're brothers. So why don't you just call me Brother Dave? Because, see, I want this to be more than a process of what you're going to give and take. I want this to be a connection so that you know when you say to somebody else, well, did you listen to Tando Radio? You can converse about the knowledge that was passed on while the show was going on. because that way you become more informed as an individual, and you also add to what we're trying to do here. I don't have to hear you. There's an old saying, you know, don't give me flowers after I'm gone. Give me my flowers before I go. Listen, if the flowers are for me, I'm going to get them, because guess what? I operate that way. So therefore, if the flowers are for you, don't worry. You're going to get them. You're going to get them, because when you operate that way, the reward is 10 times greater than the cost. So whatever it takes me to put the word out, or whatever it is, I know the reward is going to come back to me in multiplicity. And the same way with you. I talked tonight about breathing. Your brother called here. He don't know me from Adam. And told you, I was telling you exactly right. I always try to give you the best of my knowledge. And the reason being is because we can do and get through this together. And when we do, what we open the door to then, there's going to be a society that is worthy of living amongst each other. Because right now, there is so much distrust, unbelief, and deceit. I mean, there's people, I watch people who look at me who don't even know me, who have a preconceived idea about me, and I got to laugh. Because literally, they look at me with such scorn. But I know it has more to do with what the TV said and how they perceive of us as Black Americans. And you know what? As a Black American, you know they're wrong. So, I mean, I don't try to get their thought process in order. But I do try to leave them with a positive aspect. And if that's just that I smile in the midst of their hate and keep it moving. Because then I served a small purpose. It may not mean anything to them, but it does to me. Well, brothers and sisters, I'm giving the last shout out for any calls. If I'm anybody who thinks they could add to, please, please do. Because I'm going to tell you something. Our time is getting short. And the only reason why I say that is because I'm looking at elections moving closer. I'm looking at what's happening on the world market. And I'm looking at me and my wife. We have a lifestyle too. And we always like to take the time and smell the roses while there's still some roses to smell. Is it perfect? No. Life ain't perfect for nobody. You keep that in mind, because people look at you and say, well, you know, y'all make it work. Well, believe me, it's a working process. But one of the things that we enjoy about it is the end of the day. Because at the end of the day, regardless of what happened that day, we can converse about it. She may have a different opinion of mine, or she may have the same opinion of mine. But we can look forward tomorrow, and if that conversation comes up again, then we deal with it. And the reason being is because she's an individual, and I'm an individual, and I like it like that. I really do. I mean, I may not see eye to eye and everything, but we're human. We're not going to. But one of the best parts about this is that we can sit back and embrace each other at a sunset and enjoy the company we're with, if nothing else. That's a valuable, valuable lesson for any marriage. As long as you can sit back, embrace, and enjoy the sunset. Because sometimes that's the highlight of your day. You think about it. You finally get beyond what you've been through, and you're sharing your evening with somebody you want to be with. It makes a difference. So, I'm going to get ready to turn this over to Brother Dave, because we got about a good 8-10 minutes left, and I like to give him an opportunity to prepare you for whatever he has planned next. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. I'm hoping you picked up some nuggets of wisdom, and I hope that they seed well and they grow strong firmly in your life. This is Brother Davis, y'all. Brother Dave, you got it, brother. Peace.
Great, great, great show as always, Brother David. Thank you, thank you. Another great Wise Wednesday, as all that are listening would agree. So with that being said, everyone, we have the New Abolition Radio coming on right after Tando Radio Show. We're going to get out of here a little bit early today, unless there's someone that has a question or comment that they would like to make. For Brother Davis, and looking at some things that's going on in the world. So we're going to put a show together for you guys tomorrow, live show, God willing, for you all tomorrow. So with that being said, let me see, is there, no, there aren't any callers or anything else. Just want to say thank you all for listening. Thank you all for being a part of Tando Radio Show and being a part of Black Talk Radio Network, because we are going to all be a part of each other in the future. We have an opportunity to reestablish how we relate to one another, and I think that that's going to be a great opportunity, even though it will come by ways and by means of another objective and with different methods. That doesn't mean that we have to give our energy to it. So much love, much respect. Thanks to all the callers that called in today. Great, great calls to you all. So it's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And remember, before you ask for a fortune, to make sure you give one away. And we will talk to you soon. Much love, much respect. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing.